Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, didn't get to do it yesterday because I was too busy having my spine pulled apart. But now we're going to do the weekly recap as we do it with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir? How's your back?
I'm taller.
That's good.
I'm taller.
I wish I were.
Well, if you go to my guy, it's the end result is great and well worth all of the. I mean, it really feels like an enhanced interrogation technique. What you're going through when he's doing that? He does this thing where he separates. I don't know how he does it. It's very painful. But he pulls the spine apart, then he gets it uncompressed, and it's good to go.
Hey, the ends justify the means.
Yeah. And the age. It's not the age, it's the mileage, right, according to Indiana Jones.
That's right.
Let's get right to the top of the page, simply because I don't understand this. The top of the page says, charging the cops involved in the Breonna Taylor no-knock raid shooting will be difficult.
Yeah, that's what so-called experts are saying. And that's because not only were the police acting under a lawfully issued warrant. They allegedly said that they announced themselves and knocked and nobody heard them. And there's also, of course, the immunity issue with police officers. So this is going to be a mess. They've got a prosecutor who's doing all the investigation under this case, he's making no commitments and saying nothing about it. I'm sure he's under huge pressure, public pressure, to bring charges against the police officers involved. But actually prosecuting, number one, getting charges, getting them indicted, and number two, convicting them. It's just they're huge hurdles involved in something like this.
Right.
One of the officers was dismissed, was fired afterwards, because they, not sure how they determined it, but they said he used his gun with reckless disregard for human life. considering that Breonna Taylor's dead, that might be one indicator. Now, whether he shot wildly, whether he did a crazy mag dump, they haven't revealed yet there were three cops involved. Whose bullets hit her, which one may have caused her death, none of that has been made public yet. So,
well, I mean, in the report, right, the report that they put out was a big nothing burger. They even went so far as to say there were no injuries present prior, except for those eight bullet holes we put in her.
Yeah, other than that, she was just fine.
Yeah, good to go.
That was just an interim step. I think it was meant to, as a pressure valve, to try and calm everybody down for a while, but it didn't do that at all.
No.
Which is why 2 weeks ago you had that NFAC brigade
yeah.
Of people marching through Louisville.
While shooting their own members.
inadvertently shooting their own members.
Right.
Demonstrating that that whole march was basically a memorial to Breonna Taylor and to pressure the city fathers into doing something about it. Now, the Louisville Police Department has sworn off no-knock raids. They said they will not use those anymore. Warrants, no-knock warrants. That's certainly not going to placate people when you have a dead woman here who did absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know that I've ever asked this of anybody before. Can these states not legislate and spell out for these police departments what is the these are the thresholds you have to meet, and can they not direct judges and say, okay, unless these thresholds are met, there will be no-knock raid in this particular instance? And shouldn't these cops that are doing the no-knock raids, why aren't they all wearing body cams if only for their own liability?
As the first question, I'm not an attorney. You would think that they could set parameters for that, but in
sure.
the heat of the moment, when you've got cops knocking on a judge's door saying, "Hey, we hear that this is happening tonight. We need a warrant." Cops have been known to embellish and enhance the case for the warrants that they're looking for.
Right.
You would hope that judges would look at every one of those cases with a skeptical eye. I'm sure some do. I'm sure some don't. As for the body cam, you're right. None of those three cops had body cams. They were all in plain clothes. I'm guessing that plain clothes cops never wear body cams. That would be a tip-off as to the fact that you're a cop. Now, why they had to be in plain clothes to execute this warrant, I don't understand. I would think that you really wouldn't want to. I would think that being in plain clothes would endanger the police in executing any kind of warrant, particularly a no-knock warrant. If you are in a home, whether you're innocent or not, and all of a sudden people come bursting in the door, not in uniform,
right?
You have nothing. You have no way of. Your only assumption can be that you are being attacked by people, bad guys.
Well-equipped bad guys.
Yeah, well-equipped bad guys.
This is the thing. They could, if they were, undercover and they were like, well, this is the way we dress, wouldn't it be smarter to just dress in all police stuff that says police on the front and the back and the thighs and everything else and just wear one of those balaclavas so they can look like the British SAS or something and go in there and... ninja up and protect their identity that way. Wouldn't that make better sense?
Well, yeah, but I don't think there's any attempt to protect their identity. I don't think they're covering their faces here. I can imagine these were probably plainclothes cops who, working the drug beat, probably infiltrate gangs and things in the streets.
Right.
That way, I understand that, but they were specifically executing a warrant here. And if you're going to execute a warrant, I don't understand why you'd ever want cops to do that other than in uniform.
Well, that's it. And I'm going to ask you this question. You don't have time to answer it right now, but I'm going to ask you this question. Given that we keep hearing about all these different squads that go on these no-knock warrants, wouldn't it make better sense to actually have professionals that specialize in no-knock warrants and know how to go in and secure everything they need to secure without going in there all guns up and, firing and blazing and all this other stuff, and also double-check their work and, make sure that it's actually the place they intend to hit and all that other stuff? But you don't have time to answer that, so you can answer that when we get back. And then I've got, of course, my new favorite thing as it's coming that we'll talk about in the next segment. For those of you looking for breaking news within the world of gun law, gun trends, gun culture, all you have to do is go to thetruthaboutguns.com, and there you will find the fruit of the labor of Dan Zimmerman and his team of writers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. Would you care to answer my question I asked before we went away, sir?
Remind me, please.
If you, I don't remember. I was asking if you thought that we should they have like a squad that was dedicated to this kind of thing? If this was the kind of thing that happened on a regular basis, wouldn't it be better to have some people that know what they're doing versus, you know, a bunch of jerks that seem to sort of cowboy up whenever they do this?
I suppose. I don't know if a bunch of SWAT boys and Battle Rattle would make things better or not. But you think that you, at a minimum, you'd want people trained in the most effective ways to do this and who are hopefully less likely to pull a trigger unless absolutely necessary.
Right. Now, that, it just seems like they would, if they actually had a team that knew what they were doing, that they would probably be better at it. But I still think they need a bunch of parameters put in place for these things. They seem awfully loose to me.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You know, you don't know. I'm thinking that any cop when one of these things needs to happen, I don't think there's any particular group or section of a police force that executes these. I'm sure whoever's been working on the case is the person who executes a warrant. At least that's my impression. I'm no expert, but that's the impression I get. And
right.
Obviously these were three undercover cops. I don't know how often they execute warrants. I'm sure they've all done it before. I would hope. But again, I really don't understand why you'd ever want plainclothes cops executing a warrant. I would always want it to be very, very obvious and clear to everyone involved that the guys breaking in that house are cops and not just a bunch of three neighborhood thugs or something like that.
Right. So let's move on. Let's move on. So in Minneapolis, they got out there and they did a PSA, a public safety announcement, public service announcement, whatever you want to call it, basically saying, look, if a mugger comes diddy-bopping up on you, just be prepared to give up your wallet and your phone.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of the idiots who used to tell women, if you're being raped, just lay back and enjoy it. The police, and we're seeing this happen in other cities too, the police are obviously being defunded, they are being hamstrung, they're being neutered, they're being held back from doing their job, they're being denigrated, and it's gotten to the point where they literally can't do their jobs anymore.
Right.
And in Philly, well, let's go back a little bit. It was a week or two ago in Seattle. The Seattle police let merchants know that, hey, given what the Seattle Politburo, better known as the City Council, has just imposed on us, meaning they can't use tear gas or pepper spray or anything. They can't use less lethal weapons at all. We are powerless in any situation involving a property crime. So, merchants, you're on your own. If you're being robbed, you deal with it, because we can't. And now you've got Minneapolis, where you've got this is at least the third district, or third precinct, issuing a notice to residents saying, hey, be careful out there, don't walk alone and all that. And, oh, by the way, if you are robbed, just give up your wallet, give up your phone, give up your keys. Let the crooks do whatever they want, because we can't help you.
Oh, goodness gracious. What kind of doesn't that sort of, to me, that would be really bad to be putting that out there, simply because there are people, Minnesota does have concealed carriers.
Oh, sure they do.
And
I'm sure they've got a lot more of them now than they used to, legal or not.
I just think that is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
They're waving the white flag. They're saying, you know, it's pretty much open season out there. And so whatever, for all you robbers, sex story men, carjackers and all that, you know, it's you're not going to get a lot of pushback or opposition from the boys in blue, because we've got our hands full doing probably cleaning up dead bodies. Because city after city, I don't know if you keep an eye on the news, but city after city all over the country, they've already reached the number of shootings and or dead bodies in 2020 that they've had for all of 2019. This is going to be a record year for gun, quote-unquote, gun violence. And shootings everywhere. And I happen to live in the city that, percentage-wise anyway, has the largest increase here in Austin, Texas.
Right.
We don't have the most shootings, but we have the distinction of having the biggest increase over last year. So, lucky us.
Lucky you. Although, you know, I still haven't heard of that that service member that shot the Black Lives Matter AK-47 new guy. That I haven't heard of that arrest. So you know, I have.
Yeah, he hasn't been. He's actually in better shape than most people are, because he's active duty military, and I'm at Fort Hood. And I don't know whether he lives on base or off. But if I were him, I'd be living on base right now, because he was. That's protection that most people can't avail themselves of.
You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. And, well, the truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan and his people do their trade. You will find more fresh articles there every day than anywhere else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to President Trump, saying he's issuing 4 executive orders to help Americans out, as the Dow gained over 350 points on Monday to close at 27,791. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says Democrats are the one to blame regarding a new stimulus package not being passed.
Sadly for the country, sadly for struggling Americans, the Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
Not true, though, according to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York.
We offered to move in their direction if they would move in ours. That's how negotiations occur. That's how you get something done. The White House said no.
The Senate is in session, but not the House. This is USA Radio News. The investigation continues into a home explosion in Baltimore that left one dead.
At this time, officers are continuing to work to remove debris, to clean the area, to check to see if there are any other possible victims that may be ill.
Blair Adams with the Baltimore City Fire says they're prepared to stay on location through the night. She also said six people were taken to the hospital in serious condition. Cook County, Illinois State Attorney Kim Fox says she's heartbroken and confused as to where Chicago finds itself after a weekend of unrest and widespread looting.
All hands on deck means that rather than standing and pointing fingers, we work together.
Fox also calling the acts of violence and looting a blatant display of criminal behavior. Chicago police say over 100 people have been arrested in connection to looting and at least 30 shootings over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Explain to me this challenge to the gun, to the anti-gunners, the intersectionality of gun violence, if you would, please, sir, because this sounds fascinating, because it's got the ever slight, you know, David Hogg really needs to be fed about three or four cheeseburgers, doesn't he?
Yeah, or something. It's an interesting article because basically what is being argued here in this New York Times piece is that all these millennial anti-gunners are getting distracted. The whole post-George Floyd thing has got them on to other things. That, you know, they're not just focusing on outlawing guns and taking people's firearms away. Now they're worried about systemic racism and toxic masculinity and all the other problems that some claim that we this country suffers from. As I say here in one column here today, a different youth protest movement sweeping the country. Millennials and young adults in Generation Z are more likely to explicitly name racial justice as their top political concern. A Fox News poll last month found that voters under 30 were three times as likely as those 45 and over to call race-related issues their number one policy. Just 3% of the youngest voters named gun violence as their top concern. So it seems like the March for Our Lifers have moved on to other left left-wing considerations.
Well, the problem with all of that, though, is who the guy that they're backing. The guy they're backing is, you know, if your whole thing is the patriarchy and all this other stuff. Okay, sure, Joe Biden may be he may be anti-gun, but he's right now it seems like he's liable to forget a bunch of stuff anytime now.
Joe Biden
is
whatever he needs to be. I mean, he's obviously tacked way to the left because that's where his party is right now.
Right.
I mean, he used to be considered a dyed-in-the-wool middle-of-the-roader. And if the news media ever took the time to recount some of the things that he has voted for in the past, he would be at the top of the Democrats' cancellation list. He'd be in deep doo-doo, but they need him right now. They're keeping him in the basement. They're keeping him off the TV and away from interviewers because they don't want him drooling all over himself in front of potential voters.
Well, they're going to see that anyway. I don't know what – I don't – he's got to at least – this reminds – I saw that Jill Biden made an announcement. Soon we'll be making a vice – this reminds me when – when Strom Thurmond was still alive and he was still a senator. But she was a senator till the day he died. But, you know, they come up there and say, Senator Thurmond, what do you think about this? And somebody else would answer for him because he was too busy going,
ah. Yeah, I remember in hearing his aides and assistants in the back would write up all the questions and he would do his best to actually read the questions. But there wasn't a lot there at the end. We're getting to the same point with Joe. And everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, Joe's going to have to come out sometime. He's got to debate Donald Trump. Well, maybe not, because, of course, the New York Times came out yesterday and said, well, maybe debates really aren't such a good idea after all. Beyond debates now. Maybe debates are an antiquated feature of our electoral process. It's funny how that happens when you're worried about the candidate they're supporting and backing and propping up. Embarrassing himself and doing his chances a lot of harm.
I find that interesting. So let me ask you this, and simply because I've never looked into this. I hear a lot about intersectionality.
Mm-hmm.
To what are they referring to when it comes in the gun debate? Where is the intersectionality in that?
I don't even think they know, but... I may be wrong, but my understanding of intersectionality is that every issue is intertwined with others. So gun violence is also part of a bigger sociological issues like systemic racism and white supremacy and the domination of the patriarchy and all that. It's all one big amorphous blob. And at least that's my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't even know if they know. They throw around so much jargon and buzzwords to bolster their argument that this country is irredeemably that it was founded by racists. And is basically the worst country on the face of the earth,
sure.
Which is strange, given the fact that just about everybody from everywhere else in the globe seems to want to get here really, really badly. Wonder what it is we must be doing right if we're as racist and if we're all that bad.
Well, I mean, if we were all that bad, wouldn't we have killed all these other people by now? All these ones complained about us?
Exactly. And people complain about fascism in this country, and they're standing up on their soapboxes and talking about it, and yet nobody, if they were truly in a fascist, living under a fascist government, they wouldn't be standing on that soapbox very long. And they wouldn't be heard for very long before they were cracked over the head and thrown in a cage somewhere. That doesn't happen in this country, no matter what garbage you might hear from Portlandia. That kind of thing still doesn't happen in this country.
Too bad. Well, I'm not going to say that. In China, if this was, you know, they're out there singing the praises of China, but in China, it is rumored that they harvest the organs of prisoners while they're still alive.
So I've heard.
That doesn't that doesn't sound very appealing, does it? So
no, no.
And yet they sing the praises of China. And America's so bad. China's so good. I don't know. I honestly believe this. I honestly believe that when Nancy Pelosi is going out to meet with her advisors, they are all on the Chardonnay shelf.
Yeah, Nancy's another one who, like Joe, has tacked left and does and says whatever she needs to maintain power and to keep the AOCs and Rashida Tlaib's in line, at least for now, before they cut her knees out from under her.
Yeah, she's definitely a target. She definitely doesn't have a very long shelf life. Anyway,
no.
Let me get you to hold on for me. The truthaboutguns.com, that is where Dan is the editor-in-chief. That is where all of this stuff launches. His front page changes probably, completely changes at least once per day. And that's about 10 to 15 articles per day. Check it out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Let's talk about the new database from The Trace. Is this like one of these things that's going to bite them? They don't understand the circular nature of putting out certain data points?
I don't know, but I think we all owe Michael Bloomberg a debt of gratitude. He's had his little anti-gun drones, his hoplophobic minions, put together a nice little database here that
right.
shows handgun sales since handgun and long gun sales since 2000 by state and for the country as a whole, and it's very handy. And I'm sure that when they put it up, they were mentally tisking at the spike that's occurred this year, wanting to show everybody, you know, what the peril we're under with Americans choosing to buy more guns than they've ever bought in the history of the world ever. But those of us on the other side of the question couldn't be happier. While I hate giving thetrace.org any clicks, it's worth your time clicking over on the link in our post. You can check out the sales history for your state or for the country as a whole, and it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And what is that? The bottom figure, 2.5 million in June. Or is that July? That's July 2020.
July, correct. Yeah, and look at the spike up there. And I've talked to a number of gun dealers, and I was up in the Northeast talking to a very large gun manufacturer a couple of weeks ago, and you just would not believe what they're going through. There's just everything that can be sold is being sold.
Right.
Makers are making guns as fast as they possibly can. Talk to an ammunition manufacturer, and their biggest problem right now is hiring people because there's still people that are drawing unemployment, and the unemployment is more than the ammunition makers apparently are willing to pay, so they can't get people to come work for them in whatever area of the country they're in. This is in Arkansas. So it's just, it's historic, and we've never seen anything like it. And it doesn't show any sign of letting up anytime soon, certainly not between now and the election.
Right. The thing that I find stunning is that there was 2.5 million guns available for sale.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, that just shows you, I mean, if you walk into a gun store anywhere, there's almost nothing on the shelf. But things do, the gun makers, gun manufacturers are continuing to crank them out as fast as they possibly can. So they're coming in, and they're immediately going right out. So the sales are happening. It's just that there's a lot of stock.
The thing is, right, you know, like I call around to my sponsors. I'm like, have you got a gun you can send to me that I can video, right? So while I'm talking to them, like with CZ, I'll probably get to shoot a bunch of Dan Wesson pistols, which who's going to complain about that? But at the same time, that's because most of the CZ pistols that are popular ones, they're so far behind on them.
Oh,
Franklin
sure.
Armory. Franklin Armory is running 3 shifts.
Oh, I bet they are.
Spikes is running multiple shifts. Nighthawk Custom, right?
Yeah, and those are not inexpensive firearms.
Right. Up 130-something percent, I think.
it's incredible.
Yeah.
I doubt Nighthawk has a gun under $2,000. So,
they might have one under $3,500. I think they have one under $3,500. So.
Yeah, exactly. So at every price level, whatever it is, shotgun, rifle, pistol, there are buyers out there right now. Everybody wants more firearms.
And I think that's probably how the 2.5 million number came up. Staccato used to be STI.
Yeah.
They have never put out as many guns as they've got going on right now.
I'm sure. Yeah,
he couldn't tell me the percentage that he was up today, but I mean, it's like, well, listen, you told me you're going to send me one gun a month to evaluate so I could shoot all these videos. Where he's like, I don't got no guns right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
so
that's the problem.
So what is their point to putting this out besides, you know, I thought the point behind all of this was to always go, well, about 99% of the guns are owned by 4% of the gun owners. They're all white guys, and they're all in their 90s.
Yeah, they're having a lot of trouble making that argument anymore. That was garbage when they first came out with that, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's even more garbage now because, as the NSSF has reported, at least 40% of new gun sales right now are going to first-time gun owners. These are not old guys with room in their safe, just packing in more guns, more handguns, more ARs, more AKs, more shotguns. That's not it. These are people. These are brand new people who have never owned a firearm before buying them, wanting to make sure that they can protect themselves.
July added another 1 million new gun owners in, based upon that, the 40%.
1 million, wonderful.
So that's 11 million.
And we're hearing from ourselves here all the time.
Yeah.
We just hope that they get trained, they learn some basic safety, and they vote their gun rights.
Yeah. I wonder how many new gun owners are out there running around sporting, Knights Armament AR-15s and Nighthawk pistols. Because this is the thing. I remember during 2013, people were lining up at Academy Sports whenever they would get their shipment in. There'd be a line going around the building, and they would buy like the DPMS Oracle rifle, which let's just call it an entry level rifle. It was so inexpensive that they were just about paying you to take it out of the place. And they were turning around and selling them to places like Gun Broker and everything for like $2,000.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if if you were lucky enough to have stocked up on AR lowers or something like that at 40 or 30 or 40 bucks a pop long ago, you can triple or quadruple your money without breaking a sweat right now.
If you can find the rest of the parts.
Yeah, exactly.
You might be able to dig out the fire control group, but unless you have the other parts to go with it. But one thing this did do, though, all of these guys that were counting on President Hillary that bought all those AR-15s, they're now out. They finally got to sell those AR-15s.
Yeah. If they were overstocked, they don't need to be anymore, and there's no trouble getting rid of those guns.
Yep. It's amazing what I'm finding in some of these places. I went to one place where I know the owner there, and he used to have, like, three sections of AR-15s, top and bottom. Now he has one, and it's just he only has that one because it's like a designated marksman's rifle, so it's really big.
Yeah, heavy.
It's big, heavy. It's got a bipod. It's got that. It's got the buttstock on it that can stand up on its own and all that other stuff. It's just a. It's not lightweight.
No.
So he still got that.
It hasn't sold either, though.
Yeah, I'm me too. Anyway. I guess the next thing the run will be on will be all the SKSs will be taken out and then the all the other things. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to shift for me. I do appreciate that.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound, and coming up next, where we have had to do a some shifting around and everything, we're going to speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and additionally, we're going to stream that on Facebook for those of you that are interested in the Facebook stream and watching the radio show, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.